Now, following the announcement this week that the Garda Cold Case Unit is to conduct a full review into the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has said that the review is not a futile exercise and will be fully resourced. He's been speaking to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Well, in the first place, it's a very serious piece of work that we are undertaking, a full serious case review, which is an examination right from the first point of report of the murder of Sophie, and then the corresponding investigative work which has followed on. So it's a major piece of work by us. We revisit all of the evidence, all the witnesses, and it'll be a very thorough piece of work. And I don't want to refer to any one individual. In effect, we are approaching this with an open mind. I know Mr. Ian Bailey has his own comments to make, and I don't want to respond to those. We are approaching this with an open mind. And I would ask then, if there was anyone who knows anything about the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier, to come forward, please. If you've not approached us or informed us of information which would be crucial to our investigation, please do so now.
How likely do you think that is? Because there has been a number of reviews and there has been a number of thorough investigations.
Well, this has been subject to review before and report to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The only thing I would say now is that it's been the subject of a number of high-profile documentaries and also podcasts and books as well. So there's a lot of information out there, and something may have been triggered in an individual's mind, a piece of information, which if they do know that and they feel it's useful to us, they should come forward.
Well, has something happened to make you decide to carry out this review? Is there some new major development?
Well, we've examined the case closely. Even in coming to this decision, this goes through a process. We've looked at the information, and we felt then, looking at the amount of information, some of the complexity of it, that we should be applying then the most up-to-date modern investigative techniques, and that includes a forensic review as well. We do feel that this is a useful process and exercise to undertake. We think that it may prove really important and worthwhile in terms of identifying the perpetrator of this awful crime.
Sophie Toscan de Plantier's family have also welcomed it today, but they have asked that they have asked that it be properly resourced. Can you reassure them as to that?
Well, yes, it will be properly resourced. It'll be undertaken by our own National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, but they will also then be supported by detectives in West Cork and undertake this investigation.
And what about the integrity of the investigation? Because again, Sophie's family have referred to the fact that there were mistakes made in the past. Can they be rectified?
Well, the review starts from, as I say, day one, and we work our way forward. If evidence has been lost or is irretrievable, then we have to just work our way with that. This is also the object of finding new evidence, finding new leads, and working our way through those as well.
Yeah, is there a danger that with the passage of time, with the fact that a number of the main investigators have passed away, and indeed a lot of witnesses have passed away, that this may prove to be a futile exercise?
Well, it's not a futile exercise. If we felt that there was to be no hope in this, we wouldn't undertake it. We've already been through a process to decide that this is work worth doing, and it's worth, in effect, applying resources to this to bring, in effect, an outcome which identifies a suspected perpetrator and report them to the Director of Public Prosecutions. This is an investigation, and we approach it in that way. We approach it with an open and investigative and inquiring mind.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris there speaking to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.